Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Dambolian. What's going on, Rich?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. That's your catchphrase, dude.
I think I said that the other day.
You said it the other day.
I also said it last week on the show.
Yeah. This is that you like that catchphrase.
I do.
I also like to meet you.
It's time to kick some ice.
That's a good one, too. Listen, Mr. Freeze, what a fantastic character.
Yes.
We need a Mr. Freeze in wrestling. Who could play Mr. Freeze in wrestling?
We had a Sub-Zero Mr. Freeze in Glacier.
We did.
PCO would be an amazing Mr. Freeze.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. That'd be great. But he's a Frankenstein.
He's a great Frankenstein.
You know who was a great Frankenstein?
What a great Frankenstein.
Yeah. Do you know how he was moving yesterday? You know who was moving like a Frankenstein? Braun Strowman.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a man run like Frankenstein before.
He did
like that
big jump, though, which was
kind of
cool.
He did do the big jump. Guys, this show's all about professional wrestling. We have a lot to talk about today. The road to Bad Blood. Tomorrow is AEW's 5-year anniversary with a possible announcement happening on that show.
Oh, yeah?
Or before that show. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see something.
Eminent.
Well, you know, I had a little conversation with Dave and about it, and he was able to kind of confirm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was he like, did you see me on the documentary, dude?
That's what he said, actually.
He's like, see my mullet, dude?
1 to 10. 1 to 10. How great were my arms?
Oh, see my mullet, dude? I look like a Steiner brother.
Yo, he does.
He could have been the third.
He could have been the third Steiner. Do you remember that guy in Evolve that would wrestle and everybody started chanting Dave Meltzer at him?
Yes.
Who was that guy?
I forgot. I know who you're talking about.
He looked like a mini Scott Steiner and Dave in one from like 92.
Yeah. Dave was effing jacked back then.
Yo, Dave is gigantic. We'll talk about the documentary because I finished it finally.
Oh, cool. I did not.
You did not.
What are you up to? Episode 3.
Okay. Do you mind if
No.
We'll talk about that and doing a Q&A segment at the end of the show. Let's keep the participation going here. If you guys want to support the show, you want to pay our producers, hit the super chat button. It goes a long way here.
Yeah, we do a little something different on the show. So usually when we get super chats, we save them to the end. We answer them first. But for this show specifically, I think going forward, once you super chat us, your question will be answered immediately.
Yeah. It was nice to see everybody at Arthur Ashe Stadium last week.
That was a beautiful, beautiful event.
Fightful's very own Sean Ross Sapp was there.
Mm-hmm. Kate was there.
Queen of the Ring. Cresta.
A few other people that we don't know.
Yeah, Cresta called me a jerk.
Yeah.
And then we were discussing my skincare regimen.
Yes.
And why I look so youthful at 40. I told her everything.
Yeah.
I can't mention it on the air.
I told her everything.
Just blood, you know?
Yeah, you told her all about your Illuminati stuff.
My Illuminati stuff. That's what I told her. It was nice to see everybody. John Alba, he was there.
Yes, John Alba was there.
He gave me a kiss on the forehead.
Yeah.
Beautiful kiss on the forehead. And Sean was disgusted by it.
Yeah, he didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
You know that if you guys look on our Twitters, you'll see a picture of Andrew kissing John Alba on the cheek, right?
Yeah.
What nobody pointed out is that you are also choking him in that picture.
Oh, yeah, I was. And you know what's funny? I did not think, I got a little, maybe it was a fantasy getting fulfilled. I don't know.
Because I was like, oh, because usually, you'll put your hand on.
I don't know. Well,
your hand is on his throat.
And
dude,
you know what? I squeezed up here a little bit.
I know. You were like,
you liked it a little.
Come here.
And then he asked me where I'm taking him out to dinner this week. I swear to God, that's what he said to me.
Look at that picture. It's on both of our Twitters and John Alba's.
It was great
Twitter.
To see it's everybody. Yeah. It's always a blast. It's a tremendous group of people in this community that people, there's a lot of crappy people that cover professional wrestling.
Yeah, they suck.
With an agenda and they're shitty and they're terrible. But these dudes and gals,
they're great.
They're all dudes. They're all my dudes.
They're great. Yeah.
They're all fantastic. And it was a lot of fun to see everybody. I had to bail a little early. I got a call
from
the mayor's office. You know, this guy made a huge mistake.
He's like, I'm going down tomorrow.
This idiot thought the Ottoman Empire was a furniture shop on Queens Boulevard, and he made some weird deals. I don't know what happened.
He was just looking for a comfy couch.
He was just looking for a comfy couch. I know what joke you were going to say, and Smart man.
I know.
So I had to bail a little bit early. I had a little work to do, but I got to see some really cool stuff. I got to see Bryan Danielson and Nigel McGuinness most likely for the last time ever, which was a lot of fun.
Great stuff.
A lot of fun. And next, tomorrow is going to be a big show. We'll talk about that. Oh, Monday Night Raw last night. Really good show for Monday Night Raw. This was the last three-hour Monday Night Raw for the next 3 months. I am hoping that they realize how great a two-hour Monday Night Raw is. And they just stick to 2 hours.
Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun. This show went by really quick. A lot of cool moments. And I think... do you think this current era of WWE is the most fan service it's been in the last, like, 10 years?
This version of WWE, yeah.
Because you're kind of getting who you want to win.
Yeah, which Vince hated doing that.
Right.
Vince, you know, Vince is a heel to begin with, so he really enjoyed the... I don't know, I there's something to be said about going home happy.
Yes.
You know, but I also very much enjoy the heels pulling the rug under people.
Yes.
So, I don't know, I think they've been really good. I will say the ratings are down a little bit, but it's football season, that doesn't really matter, but attendance is slipping a little.
Is it?
It's leveling out.
Okay.
You know, but it's going to heat up again because the WrestleMania season's, you know, after Survivor Series, now you're going into WrestleMania season with Royal Rumble, and then everybody's interest kind of peaks up a little bit. So
this is usually where we hit that yearly lull as well.
But they made some interesting moves on Monday Night Raw. Intercontinental Champion Jey Uso made his entrance through the crowd. That lady was very excited to see him.
Yes.
Jumping up and down. She had a blast. Bron Breakker came out to congratulate him. He said that he's earned his respect, so he's a babyface now.
Sure. Is he?
I think so, yeah, because he's going after Gunther. Mm. That's the next program.
You know what I like about Bron Breakker?
What?
He's a very believable character.
What would you like to see more from him? Because I know what I want to see.
Cleaning house.
Dreads.
Yeah.
Bron Breakker needs dreadlocks.
You want him in dreadlocks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Finn Balor dreadlocks.
Like Finn Balor dreadlocks, yeah. Yeah. We just gotta make him wackier and wackier.
He's a very believable character, and I feel like I want to see him clean more house. You know, like, I feel like they have, like, not that they have a Stone Cold on their hands, but, like, just a bad dude.
Yeah. We got a question here if you want to pull it up by Phil.
I got it. Phil, give me 1 second here. Click that social. Phil, we're going to put you on the screen in 3 seconds.
Bill has a question here. I'll start reading it.
There we go.
Okay, here we go.
Beautiful.
If AEW were to turn Rampage into a women's wrestling only show, do you think it would do well or better than the current Rampage? I think it would do terrible. Not because I'm not a fan of women's wrestling. Not because I don't think they have talent on the roster. Mm-hmm. They're already struggling as it is with that show. You know, the top stars in the company, essentially, you know, majority of them. Obviously, you have Mercedes. She's a top star. You have the Britt Baker. She's a top star for the women's roster. But I don't think it's sustainable right now for them. I'm not saying never in the future. I just think that they need to get their ratings in order first, their viewership and their attendance in order first before they could kind of go into this. WWE tried it. They tried it with the Mae Young Classic, right? Mm. And they tried it with the pay-per-view, the Evolution pay-per-view. They have considered doing a women's only show numerous times. They're very apprehensive, not because they don't want to see women prosper in professional wrestling, because they just don't think the business is there for that yet, for them, whatever their goal is. I mean, listen, you could have a women's product and it could do very well, but I'm saying based on risk assessment, I wouldn't do it.
I do think that would be really, really cool, though.
It would be cool.
If you did turn Rampage into an all-women's wrestling show, I think it would attract a lot more fans, but I don't think that's a solution to anything, you know? But if they put the machine behind it and said, like, you know, for the first time ever, this is what we're doing, that would be really cool.
That would be very cool. Listen, they could do a women's pay-per-view.
Yes.
You know, they just have to build multiple levels of...
interest and talent. Interest, yeah.
You know, the Fallen says you'd need stardom level matches. Yes, but stardom is a niche that does very well where it does.
Right.
But what would the expectation be on TBS for a stardom show? Would it be 200,000? Would it be 100,000? I don't know.
Right.
You know, that's you got to look at it that way. But that's a great question, Phil. Fantastic
Thanks,
question.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah. All right, where do you want to go?
Xavier Woods defeated Rey Mysterio Jr. via pinfall, schoolboy. Xavier accidentally pulled Mysterio's mask off while going for the snapmare, leading to a roll-up for the win. Came off very conflicted after the match, and there was another backstage segment where you kind of saw a little bit of Kofi and Xavier arguing as well.
I don't like this.
I don't like it either.
I don't like this. Where's Big E to fix this problem?
Yeah.
I don't like this. It's just my bias. Listen, I'm sure they're going to do something creative. It'll be fun. They'll probably do something good. But I don't want to see them fight.
Right.
They're all good boys.
Exactly. I don't want to see like a Kofi Xavier feud.
No. It bothers me.
Yeah. Big time.
It bothers me. So that was that. Zoe Stark with Sonya Deville and Shayna Baszler defeated Lyra Valkyria via pinfall. Pure Fusion Collective attacked Lyra after the match, but Caden Carter and Katana Chance made the save. I will say something. They don't do much for me right now. Katana Chance and Caden Carter on this roster.
Yeah, I agree.
I may be missing something here. You know, they really came up in a time frame where I was kind of poo-pooing on NXT. I wasn't as into it, and I'm almost like I missed something here.
Yeah.
CM Punk and Drew McIntyre had a very heated promo exchange inside the Hell in a Cell. Hey, that cell is not red anymore.
I never hated the red cell, but I also hated the red cell.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Yeah.
Well, they did the first one they did with the dim lights, and you couldn't see a thing.
Yeah.
So that was the beginning of that.
It was very distracting.
I want the old blue cage back.
Yes.
Just for one show. Why wouldn't they do it?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they want
to
do it?
I'd like Cody to have a match in that blue cage.
And it's escape the cage only.
Yes.
You can't win with pinfall or anything.
Can I offer a suggestion?
Cage? Yes.
I think that would be a great one for the Saturday night's main event show. Do the old blue cage. And
dude, at the Nassau Coliseum, you know
nostalgia.
What?
Yeah.
I know for a fact there is somebody in WWE listening to this right now.
Yes. Bring that blue cage
back. I'm talking to you, Bruce Pritchard.
Yeah. Oh.
I would love them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they say like, oh, it's the guys don't like working, the girls don't like working in that cage, but I'm like, none of these people have ever worked in that cage.
That's a great looking cage, too.
And it's a great looking cage, and you could do something else. You don't have
to.
I mean, if I make it escape the cage, you could work around it. Just having that there. And also, the visual is better than the mesh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's easily climbable.
Very easily. I could climb that thing.
Yeah.
You could climb that
thing. Oh, absolutely.
I always liked it when the big dummies would climb it, and it's like the taller you are, the you forget how to climb.
Exactly.
And
because you're not used to it.
And like the ladder, you know, like they can't climb a ladder.
Right.
Why can't the big guy climb a ladder?
It's tough because they don't like being elevated.
They don't like being
elevated. You know who I never like getting on a ladder or a cage?
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Kane.
No.
Oh.
Yes, but he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Most big people, 90%.
Viscera.
No. Stone Cold.
Stone Cold climbing a ladder, very uncomfortable.
Right. Stone Cold climbing a cage or a ladder, I'd always be like, his knees are all effed up. Come on, don't make him do this.
Well, a couple times his knee braces got stuck in the cage.
Yeah. Don't make him do that. Don't make old Stone Cold do that.
Can you do it again? Can you do the ice to meet you?
Just ice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Kick some ice.
Yeah. I'm just warning all of you. At one point, I'm just going to go into I'm going to ward and start rambling about the New York Mets.
Yes.
I'm just warning the entire audience right now.
All
right.
Let's do what Andrew thinks.
Let's go after Raw.
Okay.
Let's do it after Raw.
After Raw.
Yeah. So this was good. There was a lot of security. Drew was wearing black. Punk was wearing white. They both were trying to kill each other. This has to be the end of this, right? We're at the end.
I don't know, man. They have such chemistry with each other that I could see them coming back to this like very easily. Who'd have thought? This is a feud that I never thought I'd want, but I'm really enjoying it.
They have chemistry. They have tremendous chemistry.
A whole lot of chemistry.
And that's important. You don't. And I think they've done a good job with presenting Punk in a very safe way. You know, he's not doing too much.
Yes.
You know, and I wonder, you know, what is it about this time around for him? You know, obviously it's a far more organized, company. A lot of the people that he didn't like are not, you know, there in that position. He's having the time of his life. And that's great. And as long as he's healthy and happy, it's great for wrestling.
It's interesting at the end of the day that this guy is all about the wrestling business.
Yeah, but don't ever have glass in front of him. He hates glass.
Yeah, there you go.
Judgment Day. Dominic Mysterio, Carlito, and JD McDonagh with Liv Morgan and Finn Balor defeated the LWO. Dragon Lee, Joaquin, Fe- Joaquin Phoenix. I did it again.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Why do Joker I do that every time?
Joker 2 plug.
I saw Beetlejuice over the weekend.
How'd you like it?
I did not like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Comparatively, were you comparing it like the whole time to the original?
It was so scatterbrained.
Okay.
Like they were doing too many plots. Yeah. Did you see it?
No.
Are you going to see it?
Probably.
There's like 5 different plot lines.
Okay.
And they rushed through all of them.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy it.
How was he? How was Michael Keaton?
He's fucking great.
Yeah.
He was great.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. He was great. Winona Ryder was great. What's her name was great as Wednesday Adams.
Jenna Ortega.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
Can you do a Beetlejuice impression?
No.
No, you can't even think of it.
I can't even think of it.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
You might Beetlejuice impressions like 2 syllables.
I could do Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern show.
Oh, please do that.
Yeah, I could do that. Who, me?
Who, me? Oh yeah. That's my Beetlejuice impression.
What
that's
is it?
Oh yeah.
Is that what he said?
That's
oh
it.
Yeah, that's good Beetlejuice.
That's
yeah.
it. That's it. Real quick, nice and easy.
You did get a little Batman wing cameo.
Oh yeah.
When he did the scream face.
Oh,
you
awesome.
Saw it from the back and you saw the bat wings.
Very cool.
Yeah. Judgment Day, we spoke about this, okay. Joaquin Wilde and Cruz del Toro via pinfall. Chad Gable, by the way, this is becoming Kurt Angle's crew all over again.
Yeah.
I love this.
Absolutely.
Chad Gable, Julius Creed, Brutus Creed, the Creed boys, and Ivy Nile defeated Kofi Kingston with Xavier Woods via pinfall. There was a vignette for the Wyatt Six. Why did they spell it that way? S-I-C-K-S.
Because they're sickos?
Because they're sickos. The message said, "We see your intent, anger festering into rage. Do not go down this path. It'll end with your demise. You know better. Do not force our hand." All right.
There's another guy, right? There's got to be.
Who is it?
Who's returning? Who's getting better? Who's on the way back? Who could they possibly call up?
I'm over this. I'm over this stuff.
Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't want this spooky?
No, I'm over it.
Okay.
My big fear with this was the last 2 years, WWE has really shifted the overall presentation.
Yes.
Away from the hokey stuff, and it's become more, I hate saying sport-based, but it's being presented in a more serious light. We're not getting the fart and poop jokes in the back.
Right.
You know, big boogeyman is not worming all over the place.
Yeah.
I didn't know how it would be presented or if it would work. It just doesn't fit. Because you got this serious CM Punk thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you got this goofy stuff.
Yeah. You have the monster stuff.
Listen, I'm also not a 7-year-old kid. My kids love this.
Right.
And they're really into it. And I'm sure people said the same thing about The Undertaker coming out dressed like a dead zombie.
Exactly.
So...
He's killing the business.
He's killing the business, yeah. Last Monster Standing match. Oh, no, we had Awesome Truth. Miz and R-Truth, they were beat by Authors of Pain.
Miz turns heel.
Miz has turned heel on R-Truth.
Yeah, he had the Authors of Pain.
The Authors of Pain.
Sami Zayn finally got his title shot.
Yeah.
Very excited about that. Good for Sami. I hope he wins.
Yeah.
Last Monster Standing. How cool is this?
Okay, this was really awesome, and I was a little worried about it, but these two did a great meat match.
Yeah,
they beat the crap out of each other. Braun Strowman defeated Bronson Reed via KO. There was a ring collapse here.
Yeah,
there was a big leap over the ropes.
Needed like 45 guys to catch Braun Strowman.
Yeah, dude, it was great, fantastic stuff. I like what they've done over the last couple of weeks with Bronson Reed and Braun. Mm-hmm. This was a very good program.
Yeah.
After the match, the ring had collapsed. Seth Rollins made his return from injury, hitting a curb stomp on Reed on the stairs, laying him out.
Yeah.
Which gave Strowman the victory because he was dead. Strowman stood tall at the end of the broadcast. Cool. This was a very good show.
Listen, Seth Rollins, man. What a good return.
We were talking about this on Observer Live, right, MG?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did bring it up.
Yes, we did.
All right. This Saturday night, 6 o'clock p.m.
Yes.
Bad Blood.
6 p.m. start east, 3 p.m. Pacific for this pay-per-view. It's taking place in Atlanta, by the way. It is a 6 p.m. start because of UFC 307.
Very interesting. I love early wrestling.
It'll be done by 10.
Before 10.
You think so?
Yeah.
Four hours?
How many matches are on the card?
Not many.
Yeah. There are what? They're going to give each match
45
minutes.
Honestly, add more.
WWE Women's Tag Team Champions Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill are hosting. You have Damian Priest versus Finn Balor. I think Balor takes it. You have Nia Jax defending against Bayley. I think there's going to be a cash-in.
Yeah.
Women's World Champion Liv Morgan defends against Rhea Ripley with Dominic Mysterio hanging above the ring in a shark cage. I'm looking forward to this match.
I want to see him in a shark cage.
Does Rhea get her title back?
No.
I feel like they could stretch this out.
Yeah, I want to stretch it out a little bit more.
Maybe until Rumble. Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
What's your question, MJ?
Yeah.
Do they mention at all the original Battle of Atlanta with the hanging shark cage? Because that's the city it was in.
I would say probably, right?
You know what? That's a great stat.
At the beginning of the show. Yeah. At the beginning of the show, they'll probably mention it. Or they'll have the announcers do it, right?
Yeah.
And Hell in a Cell, CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre. Who needs to win this?
That's a great question. I don't know who benefits from the win more, right? Because right now the story is Punk is attempting to go for that world title.
Right.
Whichever title.
Yeah.
So would his story be at Royal Rumble? Does he win Royal Rumble?
Ooh, imagine.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is a very big possibility. Yeah. CM Punk could win Royal Rumble.
For sure.
Gunther's the champion.
Mm-hmm.
Braun Strowman is going to apparently challenge for that title, mm-hmm. right? After, mm-hmm. not Braun Strowman, Braun Breaker, right? He wants to go after Gunther. Sammy's going after him. So I don't know, but my big concern is, okay, if Drew loses, what happens with Drew? Where does he go?
Yeah.
I really like that three-way program that they had between Seth, Drew, and Punk because you were able to kind of like, one doesn't have to look bad for the other one to look better, and you could kind of stretch it out where all three are wrestling, and that's like a 8-month program.
Do you think Seth inserts himself into this match?
I don't think yet because it's going to be obviously him and Bronson Reed.
Yeah.
Which I'm looking forward to, but
oh, yeah.
I don't know. And that's the fun part of this, right? But all right, let's go. Super chat here. $2 from Meet Normus, the greatest username on this platform.
Oh, fantastic.
That was more of a ring disruption than an implosion. Yes.
They did disrupt the ring.
They did disrupt the ring. I like how the ring always collapses. It's like...
Yeah, yeah. It gets like real sad.
It
real
gets
quick.
Sad.
Shrugs,
it gets
shrugs. That ring shrugged. You were like, I'm tired.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not see that in the YouTube.
What?
That super chat. Or was that from another...
No, YouTube.
Platform. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Who do you want? Who do you think takes it?
I wouldn't mind seeing Punk get the win, but I do think Drew's going to get the win underhandedly.
Okay.
I think there's going to be a...
And what? They do like a mutual respect shake at the end? Like, okay, this was a blood feud and now...
No. No, I think Drew leaves Punk bloody in the ring.
Okay.
And this is pin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they end up on top?
I do not want to see CM Punk go on top.
No. He's got to be healthy.
I need that boy to stay healthy. No climbing ropes, no climbing this, no climbing trees, nothing.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this. This looks like a good card. The big story here is Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu. It's amazing how we have not mentioned that match at all in talking about this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Because to me, the bigger match is CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. Obviously, this is leading to... is it Jacob Fatu and Roman Reigns? Is that what it's going to? This is the beginning of War Games. I mean, this is going to begin the War Games match. Which and it's going to end up being something I really don't want to see. I wanted the Bloodline Civil War to play a part.
Yeah.
And where's Jimmy Uso?
Yeah. They could do a lot of different things with this, right? Like, does Jimmy return to help Roman and Cody? Has this been a ruse all along? And then Roman sides with Solo and takes his shit back?
I don't... Like, this to me is a Roman Reigns program.
Yeah.
Cody is not needed for it. I think you could have moved Cody to someplace else to have a match.
I don't know. I think he's firmly entrenched.
In this Bloodline stuff?
In this Bloodline stuff. Correct me if I'm wrong here. I want to know how you guys feel about this. Is this Dusty and the Horsemen?
I guess. And then, do they turn on him?
I think so.
You know?
I think they all turn. Cody gets turned on because you need to keep him a sympathetic babyface, right? And people have been clamoring for a Cody heel turn for the last couple of months. This is how you keep him a babyface.
Man, I don't think they're going to go in that direction, but that would be fascinating to see them do the Dusty turn on him.
They
you know?
Turn on Cody, right? Cody's getting his ass kicked. Out comes Jimmy Uso, slides in, pretends to make the save,
and they all just kick the shit out of him.
Yeah, they all just kick the crap out of him.
I mean, you know what, though? That could be the War Games match.
Yeah, and then Cody has to find a bunch of dudes to help him.
You know, that. I mean, you could do that. I am curious where Jimmy is. You know, Jimmy and Jay should be playing a part in this, and if you really want to stretch it, Sami Zayn also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bring it back.
Sami being in that War Games match would mean more.
Yes.
To me. I don't know. To
same
you.
Same here. Same here.
Than Cody being it. I don't want to see Cody teaming with Roman.
I would like them both to be in it. You know, but I do think, you know, is Jay so far removed from this that, you know, he's not even have. Does
I
he
guess so.
Not have anything to do with his family at this point. And also, how do you like the little blue highlights on the belt?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Let's see. Vince McMahon documentary. All right. So I saw all of it. Okay. I know people are going to get upset at this.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like it.
Yeah. It's
fine. I did not like it for, I actually had a conversation with somebody about this and they brought up, I got yelled at. It's a wrestler. And they're like, I think everybody's missing the point with this documentary. And I'm trying to find the message.
Got yelled at by a wrestler?
I did get yelled at by a wrestler.
Was it Damian Demento?
No, I haven't gotten yelled at him for a while. I thought the Vince McMahon documentary was great. It gave a better insight into who Vince was than anything I've ever seen based off his own words. Vince McMahon is a narcissist, a sociopath. Okay? The appeal at the doc is to let you know the story and most of the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Then you learn from hearing it and watching it. Okay. So I understand that point. But to me, it didn't do that. All it did was tell me, you know, this everything was tongue in cheek. Like,
right.
It was more like, you don't know where the line is drawn, you know, like, and they're showing those clips where, you know, with the interviews with John Stossel and the other one.
Yeah.
Then he went in character because he got nervous.
Yeah.
And, you know, they did not do a good job at dividing that line and telling you, like, no, this guy that's on TV, you know, like, essentially, that's what they told you. This guy that's on TV is a different person, but the lines are blurred. So who knows?
But they say that right off the jump.
Like,
they
I don't like that.
They're like, oh, he only shows you what he wants you to know.
Exactly. Yeah. So from the
very
jump,
coy,
they told you.
Very coy.
I didn't like that. A couple things that did stand out, obviously, is his relationship with Shane.
Right.
Okay. And something that came up that Dave was talking about is that Shane essentially attempted a coup on the company around the same age that Vince took over the company, same time as his father. Mm-hmm. And that's why he was ousted because it got back to Vince.
Yeah.
Someone they stooged off and they ran and told Vince what he's attempting to do. So the relationship was fascinating to see. The ring. Who was the ring announcer? The referee. I'm sorry, my brain just stopped.
Marie.
No. Rita Chatterton. Yeah. That was interesting because that was the first time that I ever heard him say that he was in a. He said a consensual affair.
Right, but he shouldn't have said the next part.
And then he's like, well, even if it wasn't consensual, you know, statute of limitation. I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that is that is what a narcissist would say.
Oh, 100%.
You know?
Yeah. That is also saying the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud.
Yeah. Like, to me, but again, I'm someone that knows all of these stories, right?
Right.
Like, we follow it. To me, there was nothing there. It really was nothing. It actually made him look better than I thought it would. You know, it wasn't a hatchet job whatsoever.
Yeah. And everybody gives their perfectly political answers. And also, did it, this kind of, from like a fanboy perspective, did this grind your gears? where they didn't give you the extra little story bits. Like, for example,
I was so bored with it.
Sheik getting paid $70,000 by Vern Gagne to break Hogan's leg, yeah. And he never did. He didn't do it. You know?
It's also a lot of lies. I think Dave came off great in the documentary. I think Tony Atlas came off good in the documentary. I think Shane came off very sympathetic.
Brett came off great in the documentary.
He's just angry at everybody.
Yeah.
We did learn that Steve Austin does not believe in CTE.
Oh, boy.
He does not believe in, you know who was great? Chris Nowinski. He was another one.
Okay.
The Benoit conversation was strange to hear because Vince was denying that he was suffering from brain trauma.
Yeah. Well, Vince denied everything. Like, plausible deniability. He even tried to deny the Pat Patterson stuff, you know?
He even tried to deny
the Pat Patterson stuff. Wild.
He said he had no recollection of Sable's lawsuit.
Right.
Which he maybe doesn't. I mean, listen, he's an old man.
He's got CTE.
Listen, this man got waffled in the head how many times at a late age, not at a young age, exactly, at a late age.
Exactly.
I feel like if you were really attempting to tell the story, you would have done it different. This was for and again, I thought it was a fine documentary for what it was attempting to do. And there were many people that are not familiar with the wrestling story, like the Vince McMahon story, that they watched it and they messaged me. Mm-hmm. You know, casuals.
Yeah.
Not even casuals. Just people that wanted to watch the documentary. Like, oh my God, I had no idea. And I'm like, he came off great.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Like, he didn't come off, like, maybe because we know, like, the real Vince stories.
Right, right, right.
So, I think he just, I did not like it. It was a nothing documentary to me.
Yeah,
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was what it was. It was what it was. Episode 2 was good. Episode 5 was good. And somebody at WWE wrote to me, the only really good part is the last 30 minutes of episode 6.
Really?
They were not impressed by it either.
Okay, interesting.
You know, that hatchet job that their PR department was most likely expecting to counter answer did not happen. There was nothing to respond to. It was minimal information. There was not much about the Janelle Grant situation, that lawsuit, because obviously they can't really talk about it. Nobody could talk about it because it's an ongoing investigation. The federal government's involved.
Right.
The Ring Boys scandal. Honestly, if you guys really want, Dave Bixenspan a couple of years ago really went down a detailed reporting on the steroid trial and the Ring Boy scandal.
Yeah.
You know, I found that interesting. But again, we know that story. We know the Ring Boy scandal. I think to a lot of people, if they don't know, they're going to be a little bit more interested in this.
And shocked.
Also, Vince McMahon has 3 computers in his head. He brought that up. You did not see that clip,
no, I didn't
right?
see that clip.
So at episode 6, he talks about the different he's essentially describing his ADHD.
Okay.
And it was interesting for an old man to describe it the way he did, because I kind of understood.
Okay.
And he's like, because I have severe ADD. He's like, yeah, it's like multiple computers just talking to me. And sometimes they're good and sometimes they're bad.
Oh, boy.
And then, you know, and then like right now, one is talking to me right now. And the producer's like, oh, what are they saying to you? And he's like, sexual. Sex.
No.
Swear to God.
Wow.
I'm like, that's a weird thing for you to say.
Yeah.
But again, is he in character?
Right.
Like, I think he worked everybody. Like, I don't think this man for a moment in that documentary gave us anything that was a genuine answer.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't.
You know, and this, again, this is my fanboy opinion. You know where I feel is probably the only time anybody ever got genuine Vince?
Where?
When he was writing shows by the pool.
Probably. Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Like famously writing pay-per-views and shows by his pool in Connecticut. That's probably where you saw, like, natural Vince.
Yeah, he would just fart and make jokes and throw people in the pool.
Oh, fart.
I don't know. I'd love to know what the chat room thinks watching this live with me, watching this live right now. If you enjoyed it, if you thought it was a good documentary. There were, and I mean, literally those glimpses that I told you, those were only the major things. JM, in the Vince McMahon documentary, is for the normies, not for the wrestling aficionados like us. Yes, absolutely. But my wife is a wrestling normie. She was so bored by it.
Mm.
She's like, it's too much wrestling. I don't want the wrestling. And I agree. I thought they could have taken out a lot of the wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need to see Hulk Hogan talk about 92,000 people. Like, Hulk Hogan telling that story, which it was comical, right? Because Dave was the counter to that. But Hulk Hogan saying,
brother,
Hogan saying, like, you know, and I went in there and I didn't know if what Andre was going to do, if he was going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you, a fool?
I will make this point again that I made last week on Friday on Mat Men, the other show we do during the week.
Yeah.
Say what you want about Hogan, but I do think his hell is probably having to talk about WrestleMania 3
yeah. over and over
for
again
for the rest of his life, over and over and over again. Because it's never the same story twice.
Yeah, it's always it's a different spin.
It's a different spin, and it gets either more chaotic or less chaotic. But I do like hearing about Andre.
Yeah, I do like hearing about Andre. The relationship with Vince and his father was interesting. When Tony Atlas is like, I don't even think he liked his father.
Yeah.
I did pick up one thing. Okay, I put on my psychologist hat on. So I am a psychologist.
Clinical psychologist.
I am a clinical psychologist on the side. What was I before? Do you remember?
You were a phrenologist.
No, I'm a...
you were a general practitioner.
I'm a general practitioner, and I'm also a an x-ray technician.
And you, at one point, were an anesthesiologist.
I was an anesthesiologist, but they took that away from me.
Not a journalist.
I've never been a journalist.
Phrenologist.
Phrenologist.
You like to measure people's skulls.
Come here. Well, how many centimeters is that dome of yours?
You like to... Yeah, you're like a real street phrenologist. Let me measure that dome.
Vince tells a story about his father finally telling him, fuck them. Fuck those guys, my old partners.
Yes.
You've done good, my son.
Yeah.
And I did not believe a word of that story.
You've done good, my son.
I did not believe a word of that story. I think whatever interaction they had, Vince over the years has manifested this tremendous embrace by his father at the end.
It was just like really like clinical? You think they had like a clinical relationship?
I think it was a... I don't know. You know, he did tell. It was really. I mean, in the one of the few moments that Vince came off sympathetic. You felt bad for him when he's like, "Yeah, I finally got to meet my dad, and I went in for a big hug, and all I got was like a pat on the back, and he was very cold and reserved."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Oh man, you know what? That molded that fucking guy."
Oh yeah, 100%.
And that is why he's the way he is.
Yeah.
So I did not love it. I thought it was nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't going to become this Tiger King-esque level documentary.
No. Did any memes come out of this?
Like, you know what I want to know? Like, okay, so his father, for the first, like, 12, 13 years of his life, he wasn't around. Where the hell was he? How did he meet his father? How did he get there? How did they meet? How did they agree to meet?
Right, I would have liked that.
Where did he
live?
Okay, so he meets his father. He goes back to the trailer with the abusive family? Like, what's the time frame here? I don't know that.
I would have liked to see that. If you're talking about a documentary, why not do that, right? You know, and you know what my favorite two documentaries that WWE put out are?
What?
The Dusty one, like the newest Dusty one.
Yeah, yeah, that was good.
A few years ago, and the Kurt Angle one. Those are documentaries, right? They really went into a childhood, into adult life. If that first episode was, this is what happened to my mom, this is why I didn't see my dad, blah, 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 right? Yeah. Give you a little more insight into the guy. But they kind of just went through everything super quick, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah, Hulkamania, brother. Like,
yeah, yeah. I didn't like the wrestling, and it's funny to say that, right? Like, I wanted less wrestling.
Right. It's about the guy, not about effing the history of WrestleMania, because that's what it just seemed like, you know?
Yeah.
It went from, like, the history of WrestleMania, and then, okay, this guy got busted on steroids, Shawn Michaels is here, and Bret Hart's here. Great, you know?
Yeah.
It was very... I didn't want to say it was not well put together, but it's not what you expected as a fan.
And also, there's 100 hours of footage and audio, right?
It's a whole WrestleMania 3, dude.
And it's a whole WrestleMania 3. The whole thing is WrestleMania 3. And they said that a lot of it was unusable because Vince's voice was gone at one point.
Yeah.
So they couldn't use it. But I'm like, just fucking put subtitles.
Right.
Like, Put a fucking subtitle under that.
Exactly.
I don't know. I was not a fan. And again, it was produced well. It looked great. I understood what they were trying to do and played a line. Now, I don't know. All these people that got that early screening were talking about a hatchet job on Vince. I'm like, did they change? Did they get something that it wasn't?
They could have edited it, you know, before it went out.
Or maybe when they realized that they're working with Netflix now, Netflix was like, hey, you got to modify. I don't know.
He's up on this a little bit.
I don't know. So I thought that was my take on it. Listen, I'm sorry. Like, that was only me. And I tried, and I had difficulty going through this documentary.
Yeah. They also talk to people who are on really good terms with the company. You know, like, I think if they got other people's opinions,
yeah,
it would have made a little bit of a difference, you know, because there's a million shit talkers out there.
Like the John Stossel stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That didn't need to be on there.
Well, I think they put it in there just because of the one soundbite, I believe, of Tony Atlas saying, yeah, Vince was like, man, I wish something would do something about somebody would do something about that guy. And so, it ended up being David Schultz.
Yeah, it was David Schultz that did it.
He's a fascinating guy.
He's a nutty dude.
Yeah.
Huh?
Bounty Hunter.
Is he alive, David Schultz?
I think so.
Still alive? He had a Bounty Hunter show he was pitching, a pilot for it, right?
Dave the Bounty Hunter.
Phil Mushnick was interviewed. But Phil Mushnick is not a... Phil hates Vince.
Phil Mushnick is Vince's Carol Baskin.
Phil Mushnick is Vince's Carol Baskin.
100%. Yeah. Because during the documentary, he was like, it was all Phil Mushnick.
Vince had taken out, when he won that case, he took out local ads here in New York in all the papers and on TV attacking the New York Post and Phil Mushnick.
Yep.
and he referred to them as yellow journalists.
Yeah. A very old school term.
Yeah. Muckrakers. Yellow journalists. Phil Mushnick. You know, Phil hates him, but there's a lot of other people he could have had on to talk about Vince and, you know, what a piece of crap he is, if that's what they were trying to do. And that's not what they were trying to do. They wanted to paint this picture of, you don't know, you're in and out of a character, you know, and it was playing exactly what Vince wanted. That's what Vince wants you to see.
Or do you think they did shoot footage with, say, like the Cornettes and the Russos and all these other people? And just it didn't find its way into the final product. They were left on the cutting room floor.
It's possible. I don't know.
Because think about how many people have worked for that company in the last 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, that don't work there anymore. Right. Yeah. Unless they have ironclad contracts and NDAs, you know, it might be something that you never know.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll see. So to me, that was a little bit of a nothing. AEW 5-year anniversary show coming up tomorrow. Now, will they or won't they?
In what way?
Will they announce it? Won't they announce it?
Oh, imminent.
I would say it is imminent.
It's imminent, dude. It's been imminent. It's imminent. And you know what? It's sentiments also.
And sentiments.
It's sentiments. It's sentiments. It's imminent.
I have seen things.
Uh-huh.
Could it happen tomorrow? Very possible.
I think it should happen.
It really, at this point, honestly, it should happen tomorrow. I would not do it on the show.
No?
Okay, nope. I would do it in the morning. I would have it go out as a press release. Mm-hmm. I would have everything be put out there and prepare you for that show.
Okay.
I don't know if they should go on TV. I don't think Tony should come on and go, it was Dynamite! You know, like, I don't think...
Alex had a good joke at Grand Slam.
Yeah.
He goes, Tony Khan screams like a young Larry David.
That's good. That's really good. He also loves Time Cop.
Perfect. Yes.
He also loves the Time Cock, Max Cocker.
Oh, Dick Grabber, Time Stabber?
Dick Grabber, Time Stabber. I don't think they should do it. What I feel they would do is have, you know, their PR department, WBD's PR department, push this out. Then AEW puts out the press release saying that they're happy to continue the partnership for another 5 years for you, whatever the hell it is. And they will be streaming on Max, right? That's what I expect this announcement to be. I don't think you're going to find out how much it is. Mm-hmm. I think you'll find out that Max will be a streaming part. I don't know if Fox is, you know, whatever this Fox situation is, that Swerve actually... during an interview off, like, not a formal interview, but he was talking to someone who's being recorded. He's like, yeah, we're going to Fox. SmackDown's gone, and they want wrestling.
Awesome.
So, I kind of feel bad about the Fox. Like, nobody else has reported Fox outside of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And my report was exactly what it was. Listen, I know someone there, and they brought up this kind of like, hey, wink, wink. You know, we do have a lot of ad inventory, and we have a lot of interest.
Yeah.
And I was very clear when I said, I don't know if this is Fox National or if it's people within the Fox organization calling everything Fox, like people call Turner, you know, WBD Turner.
Right.
I don't know. And I wasn't quick enough to correct them. I really, you know, like sometimes you're in the middle of a conversation. You've had two martinis, you know, you're like, you're like, oh, okay, that's good. And then you think of, oh, shit, I should have asked this.
Crap. Yeah. Hindsight's always 20/20. We do have a pertinent super chat.
Yeah, now that guy's gone. Sort of. He disappeared.
Oh, really?
Yeah, poof.
Interesting.
Disappeared.
We do have a pertinent super chat here, kind of. This is from JM Melagrito.
Oh.
Max is soon launching in the Philippines and Southeast Asia. Will AEW be included on the service? Does Max also have global streaming rights to AEW?
Global streaming rights for TV. I know that right now, like, if you look at the landscape for international TV, WWE leaving and going to Netflix, right, for Raw, is opening up a lot of slots, especially in the UK, especially in India. I don't know if they're going to be streaming that content on Max for them. I know, listen, they're already in Europe.
Yeah.
Right? They're in France, right? I've never been able to function, you know, log in with my VPN and use it like that.
Right.
But it's here, and most likely tomorrow. I will say I feel more confident that it'll happen tomorrow than anything else.
5th year anniversary of Dynamite, October 2nd, tomorrow, Wednesday. Only four matches have been announced, and they're all effing bangers.
Yeah, here we go. Read those matches. And then we'll do Q&As.
Hangman versus Juice. Can't wait. Do we see the return of Jay White and or Kenny Omega?
Well, Kenny was in Japan getting his gear, so if he is close to being healthy, I would bring him at 100%.
I think he should be on the show regardless. I would like to see Jay White come back.
I don't know how far along he is, but I would expect him back for that Australian show.
What was wrong with Jay White? Was it an arm?
I don't remember.
What was
the injury? I can't remember.
MG, do you remember this?
I think it was a knee.
AEW International Championship. Oh, boy. Will Ospreay versus Ricochet.
Yeah.
This is going to be gangbusters.
Yeah, they're going to flip everywhere, and people are going to lose their mind, and they're going to say, oh, this is the end of professional wrestling. It's over.
A little.
You know, the boogeyman didn't kill wrestling. Neither did Papa Shango. Mm-hmm. So I don't think a few gymnastics moves is going to be the end of the industry.
Well, according to Brett in that documentary, the curtain call is what killed the business.
I would love to just sit there with Brett and have like some whiskey, smoke a cigar, and just listen to a motherfuck every single person.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Do you know, I love that. There's nothing more than I would like. Like, if you sat down, you're like, you know, and that Sean Ross Sapp, let me tell you something. I'm all ears.
Yeah.
That's all I want to hear.
All right. So what would your reaction be if you have that moment, right?
Where it's Bret Hart and he's just complaining about everything?
Somehow you're having a drink with Bret. You got to know him. He's buddy-buddy with you a little bit. And then he pulls out a pistol.
Okay.
And aims it at you.
Oh, God.
And he goes, Andrew, by the way, I was in on Montreal. And if you tell anybody...
Oh.
I'm going to pull this trick.
Oh, you know what? And that would make my life. That would be the greatest moment of my life.
You wouldn't be able to tell anybody.
I would give him a hug and I would start crying. Dang. I would say, I knew it.
And he goes,
I knew it.
And then he goes, they call me the hitman for a reason. That's it. He's going to come if you tell somebody.
He does this.
And then you go, Rich, I got something to tell you, but I can't tell you.
Yeah. You'll know.
And then I'll go, was he in on Montreal? And then as soon as you nod your head,
that's it. It's over.
Right through the window from 2 miles away.
Oh, man. That's scary.
Okay. Britt Baker versus Serena Deeb. Let's do it. That's going to be awesome.
But look at this, right? No Bucks on the show. No FTR on the show.
Well, so far.
No, so far.
I think the Bucks have to be on the show. Cody has to be on the show.
Cody has to be on the show? I think so. Cody has to be there.
MJF has to be there.
But the big match here, 10 days before the world title defense between Bryan Danielson and Jon Moxley, AEW World Championship versus AEW Continental Championship. Continental title only on the line for the first 20 minutes. Bryan Danielson versus Okada.
This is Okada. It's,
is this Okada Danielson 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up takes the belt off of Danielson.
I think they're going to do something. Either they go 60 minutes and it's a draw.
Uh-huh.
And that's why you only have one, two, three, four matches announced.
So the Continental title is only on the line for the first 20 minutes of the match, but the World Championship is on the line.
For an hour.
For an hour.
Yeah.
What if Okada wins and then you get Okada Moxley?
Wow, okay.
Do that hot potato we've been talking about.
That's a weird move, but okay.
That is a weird move, but...
And that's how Danielson exits? Mm-hmm. See you later? He doesn't do it from... where is it? They're in Tacoma, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. WrestleNomics has projected that NXT on CW will be under 1 million viewers. All right, we'll see. And Ilya Dragunov suffered a torn ACL. He'll miss 6 to 9 months.
That sucks. And
Killswitch also was hospitalized.
Yeah, Luchasaurus hospitalized with double pneumonia. Wow. Yeah. We wish him a speedy recovery.
His fiance found him collapsed on Friday. He was rushed to the hospital, and they found his blood oxygen level was below an 80. You know,
that's
that
crazy,
is...
Man.
And it's not... I have to tell you, like, your blood oxygen level, like, everyone's like, 80's not bad out of 100. No, it doesn't work like that. Like, if you're, like, in 92, it's still really bad.
Yeah.
You know? So, an 80 is terrible. They determined he had pneumonia in both lungs. It was discovered that he was days away from permanent lung damage. You know, remember when I got double pneumonia from the fucking potato?
Oh, my God, yeah.
That potato cursed me before the pandemic.
Yeah, man, that was gnarly.
That was... I had pneumonia for months. I couldn't breathe for months. I was really on the borderline of having to be hospitalized for that.
Did you ever see that guy again?
The Persian man? Yeah.
Yeah?
I saw him once. He was walking up the stairs at Penn Station, and I looked back, and he was gone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you that moldy old potato, man. Why'd you eat that potato?
It was a kind little Persian man, and in the bag, he smushed it up. He smushed it, and then he took it out and handed it to me.
Oh, no.
And I ate it.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I remember that phone
call. He was telling me about his dead wife.
That you immediately called me and were like, I don't know why I did this, but I just ate it.
And then I got I got deathly ill.
Sick for 3 weeks.
Months.
Yeah.
Months. I was sick all September, October, and I finally was able to breathe in November. And then I freaked out when the pandemic happened because I was like, I don't want to deal with this again.
It was the potato.
It was a potato. Yeah. Yeah, 88. See, Hassan, 88. It is dangerous. So, yeah. Well wishes to him and everybody else. All right, let's do some questions here.
R.I.P. Pete Rose.
Yeah. Oh, Pete Rose passed away.
Yeah.
One of the greatest to ever play baseball. Banned from the Hall of Fame. Banned from MLB.
For betting.
For betting on his own team.
For betting on himself.
He bet on himself.
But also, you know, to wrestling.
Wild man.
Very, very. Interesting, and it was always a fun surprise to see Pete Rose at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I was explaining this to Vicky yesterday, and I go, yeah, he'd show up, and he would just get beat up by Kane every year.
Yeah.
Beat up by Kane.
And do you know who else passed away? Dikembe.
R.I.P. Dikembe, R.I.P. Chris Christopherson, R.I.P. the captain from...
Chris Christopherson died,
dude.
Too.
Well, yeah, he was old, unfortunately. And the sergeant from Beverly Hills Cop, I forgot.
Yeah.
That.
Did you know Chris Christopherson's son was a wrestler?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know
that. He was in NXT for a while.
Yeah, shame. And so did Maggie Grace. Maggie Grace.
Who's that?
Miss Professor McGonagall from Harry Potter.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never seen Harry Potter.
Really?
Not once.
Man, I think your kids would love them.
It does nothing for me.
You have children.
I do have children.
I think you.
Two.
I think they would
but
love
But all
Harry
they
Potter.
Watch is like Night Court.
Original
Night Court. They watch Mork and Mindy.
That is true. Hunter is a big Harry Anderson fan.
Yeah, huge Harry Anderson fan.
He's always trying to do close-up magic.
Maggie Smith.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go into questions, guys. Submit your questions in the chat room. We will do our best to answer them.
Oh, geez. The American Pickers guy passed away.
Oh,
also.
Did he really?
Wow.
Wow.
Damn.
Terrible.
R.I.P. Matumbo. Terrible.
My kids aren't into Harry Potter either. I got a message.
I really do think your kids specifically would love Harry Potter.
I'm sure they would. I'm sure my kids would love Harry Potter.
Because Taylor's into like the spooky stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's like witches and shit like that. So,
yeah,
you know, magic.
You know what she loved? Wicked. Loved Wicked.
Oh, yeah. Then she would love the Harry Potter.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, we're going to do some Q&A for the next 15 minutes or so. So... send your questions in. Submit your super chats. They will be answered in the order that they appear. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The Fallen asks, would WWE allow Cody to send a video after AEW let Jericho, White, and Danielson send videos for Cena?
I don't know. I was thinking that, actually, right when we were talking about this, when you said Cody will be on the show, I was thinking, I'm like, would they let... Would they let their world champ go on AEW, like, send a video package? Maybe, but I don't think they are. Not right now, considering that contract tampering conversation and everybody's freaking out. Like, I don't think they're on the best terms to do that right now.
Mm. This is from Zach Venero. Why wouldn't AEW have promoted the hell out of Danielson and Okada during Grand Slam and after?
Well, I think because it just happened, right? They just decided this at the last minute. Listen, this is part of my criticism about AEW.
Mm-hmm.
I only know that match is happening, honestly, and this is crazy to say that, is because, listen, I was not on social media that much yesterday.
Yeah.
I was in Mets. I was in a
Mets fugue state.
Fugue state. I only found out because I was listening to Dave and Brian this morning, and they brought it up.
Okay.
That's the only way I knew. Like, it hadn't even come through, like, my like, chat with people. Like, hey, you know, this match is happening. That is not good.
How was your Busted Open appearance, by the
way? Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who was on the show with you?
Denise and Matt.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Matt's an awesome dude, too. Denise is fantastic. It was great.
This is from Paul Anthony Moss. Do you see Hikuleo being sent to NXT first or debuting on main roster in the Bloodline feud in some capacity, maybe War Games? I personally see Hikuleo showing up main roster, but then him going to NXT.
I would even say the opposite. I would say he shows up in NXT and then shows up at War Games.
Tomorrow, the NXT...
Or maybe you're right. Maybe they could do it that way. He just shows up and does something, and then he's Bloodline in NXT.
Tomorrow is that CW show in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah. Today's Tuesday. Oof,
today's Tuesday. Christ. Will McLean asks, World Series pick and a winner. Let's go Mets.
Oh, man. Listen, man. That game was one of the best baseball games I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
MG is a huge Detroit Tigers fan. I like the pizzazz of the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
Philly's a really strong team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm going to go with my bias, I'm going to go New York Mets and New York Yankees.
Okay.
That's what
wouldn't you love that?
I would love to be able to take my kids to a Subway Series World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That would be unbelievable. But Philly's a tremendous team.
Mm-hmm.
Philly could take it. Houston could take it.
I think
the Dodgers are incredible. Yeah. This actually, if you look at how it's played out, let me look at this chart because I have it here.
Yeah, we have Mets Astros today. We're gonna, a little baseball talk for you folks.
We have Mets Brewers.
Mets Brewers today. Sorry, Mets Brewers today 5:30. It's gonna be tough. I think the Mets are not gonna win today. But
you don't think so?
No.
Listen, man, they're hot. They're very hot.
Tigers Astros tomorrow.
Today
and tomorrow. Royals, Orioles. Hey, what about the Royals?
The
Royals got a good chance.
They got a good chance too. I'm very interested in this. I think these are all really good games. And the Diamondbacks got bounced.
Yeah, a Mets Yankees World Series would be absolutely tremendous.
Listen, that's the thing about the Mets. You know, you'd never know. They are a very unpredictable team. They can get really hot and they get really. I did not like Diaz's slider at all yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It was shit. And I was a little worrisome because he just pitched 40. He did 26 pitches the day before and he did 40. Yeah. Welcome to Sports Talk Radio. Drive time here on WFAN New York.
Oh, we got a lot of Philly fans in the
We do have a lot of Philly fans. Yeah. So let's see.
Tigers winning it all. It's from Briz.
1:00.
MG, would you go nuts if the Tigers won?
Oh, I'd be euphoric. It'd be crazy.
How jealous would you be if there's a World Series and I'm at those games?
I would be very mad, but I might try to go to them here if they were.
Are you a lifelong Tigers fan?
Yes,
he's a Tiger. He's a lifelong Tiger.
Are you a lifelong Tiger?
Yeah. You know what he is? He's the first ever chimp humanzee.
Oh yeah,
he's the first ever humanzee. You know who else is a humanzee?
Who?
Coco.
Yes.
Coco's a humanzee also.
Okay. He's got that.
Yeah, what's the question? Oops. World Series pick and winner? I'm going Mets.
Go Mets and Mets.
Yeah.
Boris asks, is Jay White back tomorrow? Do they have a return date for Adam Cole? Listen, everybody should be on that show tomorrow.
I think Adam Cole is very, very close to a return.
Imminent.
No, I would say not to wrestle, but I think he's going to be on TV very, very, very soon.
Okay. This is from Cadillac. This might be a Friday question, but does Dom start stripping in the shark cage?
Oh my God. Can you imagine? He starts go-go dancing?
Starts Shawn Mikey's in?
Do you know, last night I took an edible.
Uh-huh.
And
are you allowed to talk about that on this show?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got it cleared. Mm-hmm. The network cleared it.
You got it cleared by Shawn?
Yeah. And I went down a Shawn Michaels dancing thing. So
yeah.
I just YouTube search, and it's like Shawn Michaels dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept putting on videos of him just doing a sexy boy dance.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, what are you watching? I'm like, I want you to envision this. Me at 8 years old, this is a real moment. I'm watching Superstar. Shawn Michaels is coming out to the sexy boy theme. I have my little round glasses on, my Shawn Mikey's glasses, and I'm doing the sexy boy dance on my couch. My mother's friends are all in the living room.
and I'm just gyrating, and I'm doing a Shawn Mikey's.
And then she turned around, she goes, I knew I shouldn't have bought you those stupid John Lennon glass. So she said to me.
That's funny. Guys, would you be opposed to Andrew and I recreating the Shawn Michaels Playgirl photo shoot? Is that something Fightful is interested
in? Yeah, but I'm only using this as the cover-up. This is the only thing I need for the cover-up.
Is that something the Fightful fanatics, that's what they're called, right? Are you guys interested in that?
Yeah. Fightfulists.
Boom. Let's see. This is from A Shock. Has Triple H ever got to the reclamation project of Finn Balor yet?
Explain what that means. The reclamation project of Finn Balor.
Like bringing him back to his former.
I don't know. That was a very odd time when they saw how successful NXT was. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, let's try to do it here. And someone didn't have patience. And kept pulling the plug on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at all those guys, right? All of those guys from NXT. And I say this all the time. Give me somebody that was NXT exclusive.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I'm not talking about the Adam Coles, because these are established stars. Finn Balor, established star. Give me a guy, not a girl, because they've done unbelievable. Like, NXT is a women's territory. It is a machine to create really fascinating, captivating characters.
Yes.
And it's like they could just one after another, they're able to churn them out. They don't like the Julia's. Obviously, Julia's super talented. The Stephanie Vaquer, super talented. But everybody else, they're not established in most places. Right. Give me a guy that worked in all these years since 20. You know who? No, Big E was FCW. Eliminate FCW. Somebody that was not an FCW, that was NXT only, that became the man.
NXT only that became the man. Sammy? Or was he at the tail end of FCW?
So far, there's only one name.
Seth Rollins? No, he was FCW.
No, he was FCW.
Who?
Sammy was established already. Braun Breaker.
Braun Breaker. Okay.
Braun Breaker's the only one right now that I would say came through that system that became a big, is becoming a big star. You know, I think the Carmelo Hayes's, the Trick Williams, like those guys are going to be, but up until now.
Braun Breaker.
Yeah. Braun Breaker. Okay. That's the man. That's the guy. I think they've done a terrible job with that, but the women's side, again, the women's side, it's a factory.
Oh, yeah. And they do a great job.
But even the guys that they had, like the Tommaso Ciampas, they didn't know what to do once they came up. And I think that's wild to me.
Yeah, same here. I think with Finn Balor's situation, I feel like there was probably a lot of Vince involved and Triple H going, hey, listen, he's the guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy. Put this belt on him. And then Vince probably saw this guy get hurt immediately and go, Hunter, you were wrong. Don't talk to me again. Don't talk to me for another year. You know. And I think that's how it went.
Do you think so?
Yeah. But I did like... There are those moments where you got some cool stuff out of Finn. I'm not saying the guy sucks at all. I love Finn Balor.
Yeah.
I think he should be on top. Again, he had that Brock Lesnar match that people never talk about. Which
in Japan,
awesome.
Right? Wasn't that the Japan match? No.
No.
Who did Brock wrestle in Japan?
Was it Nakamura?
Kofi.
Oh, Kofi, yeah. No, okay. Balor, Brock. Like, Brock has had all these nutty matches.
Him and Brian
Danielson.
People
forget about. Yeah.
And they're always been good.
Yeah.
Those were fine matches.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Brian Knight asks, any surprises planned for NXT?
I think probably the Julia match and Stephanie Vaquera could do something there. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a big story. I don't know. Who could show up?
Well, Punk is...
Punk's the big story here,
Punk's
right?
Guest refereeing, right?
Yeah.
Does
yeah.
Drew McIntyre show up and F up?
That'd be great.
The match, yeah.
And they're in Chicago, and they're in a big building. There's going to be about 7,000 people there.
I think Drew McIntyre makes his presence known.
MCMG, maybe? I don't know.
He replaces Punk as the referee. Takes Punk out.
And he's the ref.
Yeah. This is from Tekken Sports. Hey, Andrew, there's an interesting Swerve Strickland clip trending on wrestling Twitter where he's claiming AEW will be on Fox Network. What do you think of it, Andrew?
Whenever a wrestler says something, not that Swerve is a dishonest guy,
right?
I take it as a grain of salt. It could be that he's just perpetuating, but what good would that be, right? But the thing that maybe that's what he thinks is happening. Maybe that's what he's heard, just like everybody else, and he's like, oh, it's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know. I do think Fox is interesting. I don't know what the hell they could do with a 1-hour Fox show, or if they do a 2-hour Fox show, how that impacts the show. I don't know where they could put this show on. I don't know if it's FS1 or Fox.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out, though. I mean, that's whatever is happening, that's January.
Right.
We're looking at 2025.
Wow. Let's see what else we got here. Wow, Hassan Albana says, I only knew about the match from you guys. I quit Twitter.
Oh, great. See? Smart
good.
Man.
Good. Let's see. This is Royal Pain. Do you think the WB deal reportedly being 3 years guaranteed is more on the AEW end or the WBD end as opposed to a longer deal?
I think maybe both of them, because the landscape is changing so rapidly for television, especially linear.
Yeah.
Where you really, I don't know if locking in 5 years, you know, by 2030,
mm-hmm.
who the hell knows where the hell we are in television,
right,
in media
exactly.
consumption, right? Go back 5 years from now. Go to 2020 to now.
6 years. In 6 years, where will we be?
In 6 years, where will we be?
Mm-hmm. We'll still be doing this.
I'll be 47 years old, 46 mm-hmm. years old in 6 years.
Wow, I like how your brain immediately went there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
in 7 years, I'll be 50. How crazy is that? Yeah. 50-year-old me running around.
Dude, I mean, do you want to listen to a 47-year-old version, 50-year-old version of us talk about wrestling?
I would.
Yeah, maybe.
I would. We're young at heart.
Yeah.
I would be like two 25-year-olds trapped in one body.
Oh, hold on. I got a scoop.
Motor City Machine Guns are a possibility. Tiffany Stratton's a possibility. Okay.
All right, I can't talk about it, but I got something.
Tiffany Stratton cashing in?
She could cash in, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. With Dom, this is from Bell Rienet. I said that wrong. With Dom in the shark cage, does Raquel return and cause Rhea the match?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. I did not think of that. You know what? That's a good foil.
That's a great foil.
Yeah.
We have an interesting question here. It's from Ed Toro. What wrestling documentary do you want to be interviewed for?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, SummerSlam 91?
If they... the authority on SummerSlam 91.
Yeah.
Andrew Zarian.
The invasion angle. If there was a documentary on the invasion angle.
I think the only...
Conception of AEW, that I could... anything with the TV rights, I would do fantastic
absolutely.
In.
The only documentaries that we're qualified to talk about are probably documentaries about wrestling podcasting.
I could do a lot about wrestling podcasting and how everybody's terrible at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How majority of the people that do this are abysmal.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there.
A lot of terrible stuff.
Yeah. Brian Knight asks, what will happen first? WWE Women's Mid-Card titles on Raw or SmackDown or AEW Women's Tag titles?
What would happen? WWE Women's Mid-Card titles on Raw or AEW Tag titles? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to go... Women's mid-card title.
Okay. What are your thoughts on Tony adding dates to Rey Fénix's current contract, preventing Lucha Brothers from signing to WWE for a year? Pretty petty or business?
I'm paying you to work for me, right? You cannot work for me, but I'm still paying you.
Right.
I would expect that those dates would be made up.
Fulfill the dates.
Fulfill the dates.
Yeah. Especially if it's in his contract.
Yeah, I don't understand the negativity with adding dates. Mm-hmm. You either cut them loose.
Right.
And what kind of vile person are you to cut this person loose when they're injured?
Exactly.
Or you add the dates to the end of the contract and you say, hey, listen, you still owe me for another 6 months or whatever it is.
Right, right.
I don't understand. I really don't understand the outrage on adding dates to a contract because you're still paying this person throughout that entire time that they're not performing for you. So what's the better option? That you stop paying them and you let them out of the contract when they're hurt? But it's all business. Like I would do the same thing. Of course I would add dates. And again, I'm not holding you hostage to work for free.
Right, right.
I'm actually paying you more.
Right.
I guaranteed your money more. If I had a contract with you for 2 years and now I paid you for that 2 years and then I realize there's another 6 to 8 months and I could really utilize you.
Yeah.
Of course. God damn it. Of course I'm going to keep you on my roster. Why would I hand you over?
I do think the CM Punk thing is a very unique situation.
The CM Punk thing was, you know, it was, he was, that was a very unique situation because it became a detriment.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, he didn't get cut because of injury. He got cut because he was out of his mind.
Right.
And he was attacking people. So he figured out, I mean, maybe Rey Fénix started punching people in the back.
Going absolutely bananas. Yeah,
maybe that's how you get out of a contract.
Let's see what we got here. We got a question from Royal Payne here. Yep. This is a good one. Would an HBO Soprano-style drama work for the territory's time right before Vince took over for his dad? The biz side would be fascinating, in my opinion. Yeah. I would like to see the show where it's the territories and Vince is lurking, and he's visiting the territory.
Yeah.
Right? Who would you have play Vern Gagne?
Oh, my God. I know. Junior Soprano. I would love to see that. But again, it would have to be written really well.
And it would be extremely sensationalized.
Has to be.
Yeah. Very sensationalized. Yeah.
Like Jim Ross, like hiding in the toilets, like standing on the toilet where they talk about killing Vince.
Yeah.
That actually happened.
Josh Gad as a young Jim Ross.
Yes.
Who would play Jim Ross? Who would play young Vince, in your opinion?
I don't know.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal can play a young Vince. Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix. He's back. All right. Let's see here. Do you see... maybe Masha Slamovich is a surprise.
I like Masha Slamovich.
It's great. Maybe Penta is the NXT surprise if Penta can get there first.
I think Penta should go.
I think Penta should go as well.
Yeah.
You know? Like, how cool would that be if you had Penta sliding in the main event or something?
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew, can we see Eric Bischoff in AEW in 2025?
Most likely not.
Yeah.
That relationship is very not good.
Tenuous.
Yeah.
Guys, give us a couple of more questions and we'll answer them. You know, for the only 5 years, a lot has happened in 5 years in AEW. A lot of ups and downs, you know? A lot of stuff that was abandoned, right? Like, what happened to America's Top Team?
What happened? Yeah,
exactly. MG, do you have any insight on that at all? Like, where did that go? Where did that end? Did it just fizzle out?
It just fizzled out. It just went away. Yeah.
Fizzled out. Great. I wonder,
Dan Lambert was fantastic.
Oh, he was awesome. Also,
that man is only 54 years old.
Wild, right?
He looks much older.
Yeah.
Is that really, he's 54?
I don't think he's 54. I think he's a little older.
Says he's 54, Dan Lambert.
Are you looking at Wikipedia?
Yeah, on Google, yeah.
Wikipedia. Let's see.
Maybe he is. He just looks rough.
Holy shit, yeah.
Yeah.
54 years old. That Canadian air.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Like, it would be funny if they showed a pat. Like, they did, like, a like a rest in peace package for all the angles that didn't go anywhere in the last five years. Like America's Top Team. Where's Anthony Ogogo? Is he still signed to a contract?
There's a lot of those that just went away.
Yeah. Like your Janellas, your Sunny Kisses.
Yeah.
You know, like that first start of AEW. Very interesting. You know, and it's all still fresh in your memory. Right.
It was like, a very unique time. It gave an opportunity to a lot of people that would never have been on TV, like a Sunny Kiss or Joey Janela, you know?
Gals and Anderson showing up for like
randomly
2 seconds.
Yeah, they never did anything. They just showed up.
They were on like what, like three episodes of Dynamite?
Well, Zack Ryder, right?
He was on
Matt
one.
Matt Cardona showed up.
Yeah, I missed that.
Anthony Gogo's with Stone Temple Pilots. Wow.
I miss the challenges.
That was a joke, by the way.
Yeah. I miss the challenges. Like the weekly channel challenges where you had
I like that too.
The Eddie Kingston, you know, Danhausen show up.
They did really good during the pandemic era.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah,
that was the better of the wrestling.
Let's see.
All right, let's do a couple more.
What else we got here?
What my dog did to me?
Look at this. Oh, what happened? He's a bad boy.
He is a bad boy.
All right. Give us a couple of seconds here. Would Penta consider having a singles run in WWE while Phoenix has injury time?
Yeah, I think he definitely should. He's fantastic as a singles competitor, and that's what really. I mean, he was always a singles guy.
Yeah. Do you think that Kevin Owens or AJ Styles would leave WWE for AEW? I don't think so. I think KO is a lifer.
I don't know. But remember, he's very close to the Bucks, and I think that is a possibility. AJ, I think the bigger reality is that he's winding down, and maybe he'll do a one off. But I don't see him signing on. I mean, that would be interesting to see, but he's 47, 48 years old. What is he going to do? You know, how many more years is he going to do this? He's made a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Is he like a Jericho that he wants to do this forever? I don't know.
Do you want to see KO in AEW?
I don't know what it would do for them.
Right.
Right. It would just be another guy that would be involved with the Elite.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, I guess it would be beneficial.
I think that roster needs...
that they need a shot in the arm, and I don't know what that shot in the arm is.
Not that the roster needs to thin out, but I think it's okay for guys to leave AEW at this point. If that makes sense.
I think some guys do need to go.
Not in a bad way, right? But let's say... Who's a good example? Let's say Lexus King.
Okay, Lexus King, great example.
Pillman Jr. On AEW.
I hate his name.
Right.
Is he going to be better in WWE than in AEW?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Let's say he climbs through the ranks of NXT, makes it to the main roster, has a bit of clout upon him, right?
Okay.
And then contracts up, he goes back to AEW. He comes back a bigger star, right? I think that's okay. I think if you have a guy leave and then come back a bigger star, it just helps everybody. Cody left WWE, came back a wildly bigger star.
Yep. Well, listen, Ethan Page, great example, right?
Yeah.
Ethan Page left, and he's immediately NXT World Champion.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving him a push, and he's a guy that really well-deserved.
Yeah. Let's see. This is from Meat Normus. Will we see an end to TK's veganism and get some meat on Dynamite? Lashley, Hobbs, Wardlow, and ROH's beef is a good start. I'm giving up on Miro.
I want to see more meat.
That meat belt should be a thing. We've been saying it for ages. They should put a... You got rid of the FTW title.
Can I tell you what it should be?
Meat belt.
They have that synergy with WBD. Have a meat wad title.
There you go.
Just have meat wad's face on the title.
Great.
And have like an Adult Swim logo. And there you go. There's corporate synergy.
They have...
That's for free. I'm giving that one for free.
They have a lot of big dudes on that roster. You know?
Yeah.
You need that big dude belt. No more FTW belt. Bust out a big dude belt.
Yeah, I'm into that.
You know?
By the way, you know what was fantastic about that FTW title?
Was that?
It was created in Queens, New York,
mm-hmm.
and it ended in Queens, New York.
How cool is that?
How cool is that?
Yeah. Great little moment there.
Yeah.
With Taz. Let's see. Ricky Starks. Question mark. I think he's a guy that could benefit with the change of scenery.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think he definitely could benefit from the change.
Wouldn't you love to see him against Ethan Page in NXT?
I think he'd be great in NXT.
I think so.
He's a very good talent. I mean, he's tremendous. He was here in Queens last week.
Yeah.
And he wasn't on AEW.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he had a meeting. Figure out what the hell they're doing.
Ed Toro, AEW are looking for new developers for a new AEW game after the letdown of Fight Forever. What can AEW do to make a really good video game? I don't think Fight Forever was a letdown. I just think it wasn't what people expected.
It was exactly what I thought it would be.
Yeah, same here.
I thought it was going to be a very bare bones, no mercy style game.
And it was. It was an arcade style game.
It was very fun, but it's very fun for how long? 30 minutes.
Okay.
45 minutes. Yeah. You're playing it. Okay, I did it all. I don't, you know, everybody screamed they want no mercy, and if wrestling could go back to that game, and that's what they gave them, and it was not, it was just, times have changed. People want an extensive story mode. They want an extensive creator wrestler. They want all these additions, and they weren't, Ukes was not the developer for that.
Hyper-realism. So,
I don't like the hyper-realism.
Yeah.
That's why I don't play the WWE games, because it's too difficult for
too
me.
Real.
I don't know. I don't know who, I don't know who, what developer they could work with, but yeah, I think they should be working with somebody. WB has a gaming division.
Yeah.
Why aren't they working with WB Games?
Maybe, maybe like Midway.
Like a Midway style game? Like, I don't know. The Midway's gone.
I would,
right?
I know. I would love it if they did like a Mortal Kombat style game.
I want Insomniac to take the franchise.
Yes.
And make like a Spider-Man type game.
That would be amazing.
That is my favorite game, by the way.
Kenny Omega swinging through the city.
Yeah, just Kenny Omega swinging through the city. Ricochet just hopping around, flying.
That'd be great.
Ricochet could be a Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Right? J.M. Melagrito asks, any suggestions on WWE Vault's next upload?
Oh, what did they upload last week? It was something good, right? What was it?
WWE Vault.
Yeah, they uploaded something really good.
The Omni in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That they put that up. Yeah,
Dusty Road Warriors and Rick Rude. Hell yeah. Nitro Grill grand opening.
That's also awesome.
Mm-hmm. CM Punk and Rollins in an NXT dark match.
Midway's Nether Realms.
Nether Realms. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nether Realm Studio, I think, would do a great job if they want to do like a side-scrolling fighter. You know, that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, you know what I want? Why can't they do like the Elite? Right? Call it being the Elite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beat 'em up. It's like Streets of Rage.
I would love that. I would love
that. You have Kenny Omega. You got the Young Bucks. That's all you need.
Yeah. And Kenny was Cody in Street Fighter V, I believe. Like, he was a downloadable character.
Was
Cody from Streets of Rage. Yeah. Not Streets of Rage. Cody from Final Fight.
Final Fight.
Do a Final Fight style game.
I love Final Fight.
Oh, same here. So good.
Giant sprites.
Let's see. All right. Yeah.
We gotta get going. Let's do one more.
Does anyone know about Julia Hart's return?
No. Don't know about Julia Hart's return. I can find out, though.
AEW game in the style of Def Jam Vendetta. That would be fun.
Yo, that was a great game.
That would be a lot of fun. Super kicking zombies and shit.
Def Jam Vendetta was a fantastic game.
If they did... Oh, have you ever played Fight Night, the boxing games?
Yeah.
If they did an EA-style sports game like that with AEW, I think I'd really dig that.
I don't know. I don't know what they could do. You know, part of the problem was that it was a full price game and it wasn't a full game with that. So if that game was $9.99 on Steam, people bought it, I think it would have been a much bigger hit than at $59 or $70, whatever it was, you know?
But they built the game saying like all the DLCs, from like there's not going to be another game. This is going to be it perpetually, at least for the time being. Right?
Yeah.
And that game came out, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
Let's see. Tekken Sports says, hey, Andrew, there was some contradicting reporting from some wrestling website about WWE refusing to give AEW Sting's classic footage. Was that true?
I don't know. There was so much like back and forth on that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's true and what's not, to be honest. I was told both things. I was told that they were willing to participate in something, and then I was told that, no, they were never going to consider it.
Does Sting show up tomorrow?
The Stanger?
Yeah.
You know what? He could show up. 5 year anniversary. He was a huge part in that company.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stang. Darby. Darby has to do something tomorrow. It's got to be a big show tomorrow. 5 years
to be a big show.
5 years is a good anniversary.
Yeah. And maybe we'll get the TV announcement.
Hey.
Sometime in the morning, maybe.
You never know.
You never know. All right, guys. That's it for this week. We will see you all next time. I'll see you on Friday with Rich. You want more Andrew and Rich? Matt Men Podcast. 10:30 Eastern every Friday, youtube.com/MattMenPodcast. You can follow me on X at Andrew Zarin, BTC Rich on X. Let's go Mets.
Let's go Mets.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.